While the words of today's gospel are ones that I think are very familiar, I think we can forget its meaning many times. The reason why there is the mention of Jesus asking who people say that he is, and then at the end, him mentioning how he would be rejected, how he would suffer greatly, how he would die, and then how he would rise, is to remind us one of the greatest causes of human sufferings is when we are misunderstood, when we misunderstand someone's identity. And I think that is something very important for us always to remember. Jesus was crucified because there were those who did not understand who he really was. They thought he was someone else, and they sought to put to death that which they thought that he was. And the same thing continues to happen to this day. If we judge a particular person and see them in a particular way, we will react out of that belief of who that person is. And we too sometimes can crucify or judge, etc., when we operate out of that mindset. So I think it's always important for us to ask God, God, this is who I think this particular person is. But God, who do you say that this person is? Who do you say that this person is? Rather than who do I say that this person is? I find that when we offer that prayer, we start to see that person in a different light. And keep in mind, it can go both ways. Sometimes we can puff up someone a little bit too much, and God might deflate that bubble a little bit if we have created a false God in any slight way out of that person. Sometimes if we're too harsh on someone, God also can correct that and say, you're being a little bit too harsh or judgmental of that. So please know when I say that, it can go most certainly both ways. But the point is, God will help to correct that if we choose to ask God, who do you say that this person is? Rather than just who do I say that they are?